From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. Silent movie The Artist has swept the top awards at this year's Academy Awards. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco was on the red carpet.
The Artist won the Oscar for Best Picture of the Year, Best Director, Costume Design, Original Score, and Best Leading Actor. Frenchman Jean Dujardin, who was anything but silent when he won for his role as a silent picture actor.
If George Valentine could speak, he'd say, "Wow, putain, génial, merci, formidable! Merci beaucoup, I love you."
Actress Meryl Streep won her third Oscar for her role as Margaret Thatcher in The Iron Lady. Best Supporting Actor Awards went to Christopher Plummer and Octavia Spencer. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News, Hollywood.
German Chancellor Angela Merkel is busy rallying lawmakers behind a second massive bailout for Greece. From Berlin, NPR's Eric Westervelt reports Germany's parliament is expected to endorse the rescue plan today, and that's despite some opposition within Merkel's coalition about pouring more money into Athens.
Germany's two main opposition parties, the Social Democrats and the Greens, say they will support the latest attempt to control the European debt crisis. Most MPs within Merkel's own Christian Democratic Union also support the bailout, so it's expected to pass by a wide margin. There are some rebels within her coalition who plan on voting no. They argue that a second bailout is a big waste of taxpayer money. The mass circulation tabloid Bild, a fierce opponent of bailing out Greece, weighed in today with a giant front-page headline which read simply, "Stop." The paper urged lawmakers to stop going the wrong way on Greece. Germany is by far the largest contributor to the package, which is worth more than $170 billion. Eric Westervelt, NPR News. Berlin.
Many economists are feeling better about this year's prospects in the U.S. than they were just a few months ago. The latest confidence survey from the National Association for Business Economics shows economists thinking business expansion will accelerate steadily. Economist Richard DeKayser of the Parthenon Group says he expects a bigger drop in the jobless rate than he'd thought, down to 8.1%, and more jobs created.
Previously, looking at 120,000, 130,000 jobs created per month is now in the vicinity of 160,000 or 170,000.
DeKayser also says many economists think the financial problems in Europe may not create a tremendous strain on the U.S. economy, as some people have feared. Governors will talk with President Obama about employment today. They're visiting the White House as they wrap up a two-day conference in Washington. One thing they say they want is improved partnerships with the federal government in activities that would help create jobs. The Taliban claim they orchestrated a suicide car bombing at a NATO base in eastern Afghanistan today that's killed at least seven people. They say it's in revenge for the burning of copies of the Quran by some U.S. troops. The U.S. calls the burnings a mistake and has apologized several times. This is NPR News. The European Union is putting another round of sanctions on Syria to try to get President Bashar al-Assad to stop his violent crackdown on dissent. The EU is targeting Syria's central bank, this time at the assets of several cabinet ministers. Researchers in Boston say they have discovered cells in women's ovaries that are capable of producing eggs throughout women's lives. As NPR's Rob Stein reports, the report could lead to new treatments for female infertility.
For decades, scientists had thought that women are born with all the eggs they'll ever have and can't make any new ones. But scientists at the Massachusetts General Hospital in Boston challenged that notion in 2004. They reported they had found primitive cells in the ovaries of adult mice that seemed capable of making new eggs. That claim was controversial, and no one knew if it was true for human females as well. In a new report published in the journal Nature Medicine, the researchers say they have found the same cells in the ovaries of young adult human females. If true, the researchers say the discovery could someday help women who have become infertile for various reasons have babies. Rob Stein, NPR News.
The biggest threat to the auto industry could be clogged highways. Bill Ford, the great-grandson of Henry Ford, says it will be completely clogged highways, making auto travel difficult, that presents the biggest challenge. He's telling a mobile electronics conference in Spain that as global population grows by another 2 billion people to a total of 9 billion in 40 years, roadways will become paralyzed. Ford wants the electronic device industry to help develop solutions, including radar-based cruise control and other technologies. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.